if all we needed was to understand our character defects and our moral, our spiritual principles, we'd only have five steps. But behavioral therapy, you know, cognitive behavioral therapy, dialectical behavioral therapy, behavioral modification doesn't work for me. So I need a spiritual intervention. And so step 6 and 7 is about getting right with God. So if you look at the top of page 19, we were entirely ready, no half measures, to have God remove these character defects. Why God? Because behavioral modification doesn't work for me. So we find a place where we can be quiet for an hour to meditate, to review our inventory. What are we meditating or reflecting on? All that we have done. We ask ourselves, is our work solid so far? Are the stones properly in place? Is my steps 1 through 5 firmly in place? Have I skimped on the cement put into the foundation? Have I tried to make mortar without sand? And if I can answer to my satisfaction, then I'm ready to look at step 6. Now, the step 6 instruction says we emphasize willingness as indispensable, meaning I'm a loser without it. So am I now ready to have God remove all the things that I've admitted in my column 4 that are objectionable? And the question I meditate on is, do I see how futile, fatal, and destructive that 4th column is in my life? And as a result, I circled yes. Can God now take them all, every one? Is there anything in that 4th column you want to hold on to? I don't want to hold on to any of it. I want God to take it all. So are you now ready to have God remove all your character, your defects of character? It's like God drives a garbage truck. He pulls up and I put all my character defects in the back of the truck, and God drives on without them. And they vanish like a fart in the wind. But there are certain character defects that if I argue for them, God says, well, you get to keep them. Right? So hence the next line, when I argue for my character defects, congratulations, I get to keep them. And that's why I revisit certain resentments from time to time, or certain fears, because I hold on to certain defects. I argue for them. And it's through inventory that I rub my own nose in my own shit to see how futile, fatal, and destructive they are. And that helps me to break it down, let it go more and more, and I try and make some spiritual progress in those areas. And it goes on to say, if we still cling to something that we will not let go, we're given this step 6 prayer for willingness. God, give me the strength to let go of this resentment. Give me the willingness and the surrender to let it go, and give me the strength to be accepting and forgiving and loving, right? And when we can answer yes, then we take a look. We've done our step 6. We're entirely ready. So now we've moved to step 7, where we're going to actually ask the divine to do it. So step 7 says we humbly ask God to remove our shortcomings. Again, we need God to do it, because behavioral modification doesn't work for us, and a process of getting right with God. And so when we're ready, we say something like this. Now, I love this step 7 prayer. I start my day with the step 3 prayer and meditation, and I finish my day with the step 7 prayer and meditation. So when ready, I say, my creator, I'm now willing that you should have all of me, the good and the bad, all of my column 5, all of my column 4. I pray that you now remove from me every single defect of character. God, please remove my. And then I go through my list of character defects thoughtfully and communing with this power, meditating on the destructiveness of these character defects, and I confess them to God. And I state, which stand in the way of my usefulness to you and my fellow beings. God, grant me strength, strengthen. And then I list the spiritual principles that I need strengthened in my life as I go out from here to do your bidding, because I'm in the God business now, not the Cameron business. And I do this every evening. Are you willing to do that? And if you are, you know, you've taken step six. When I do step three and step seven with the prospect, I take them through the step and then I get them to take me through the step. You should try it. We do it in the regular workshop when I'm working with other facilitators. It's a very powerful dynamic. In the book of James, which is in the New Testament, which was the book the original alcoholics used to work with before the big book was written. There's a passage in James 5, I think it's verse 13. It says, share your sins with one another. Pray for one another. Righteous prayer has tremendous healing quality. To share our transgressions with one another, confess to one another, and to pray for one another. One of my favorite passages that comes out of the book of James, which is step 12, verse 19 and 20, it says, if a person should lose their way from God and another person shows them the path back to God, that person will not only have saved a soul, but cover a multitude of sin. And that's where our step 12 comes from. Okay, so that's six and seven.